The United States is vowing not to waver from its course of maximum pressure against Iran as the nuclear deal between the Islamic State, or the Islamic Republic rather, and world powers hangs by a thread. Just hours after Iran made good on its promise to enrich uranium beyond the agreed limit, Tehran's nuclear agency warned it would continue to reverse its nuclear commitments. In a speech in Washington, the US Vice President Mike Pence said American restraint should not be confused with a lack of resolve.
The United States of America and our military are prepared to protect our interests and protect our personnel and our citizens. And under President Donald Trump, America will never allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon.
That is U.S. Vice President Mike Pence speaking overnight. Well, Mohsen Milani is the Executive Director of the University of South Florida's World Center for Strategic and Diplomatic Studies. He's an expert on Iran. He joins me from Tampa in Florida. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be in your program.
Why is Iran now issuing these additional threats to violate the 2015 deal?
The Iranian nuclear deal that was signed between six global powers, the European Union and Iran, was based on a big compromise. Iran agreed to dismantle a major part of its nuclear program and allow intrusive inspections in exchange for the lifting of the U.S. and U.N. sanctions, a sort of win-win for Iran and the seven global powers. More than 2 months ago, Iran decided that its strategic patience has ended because the United States had withdrawn from the Iranian nuclear deal and had imposed crippling sanctions. Iran declared that unless the remaining signatories of the nuclear deal, mainly UK, Russia, China, Germany, and France, unless they begin to fully implement their obligations under the nuclear treaty, Iran is going to gradually reduce its commitment to the nuclear agreement. That is why they have already decided to surpass the allowable amount of low enrichment uranium. That was the first step they took a week ago. And now they have decided to increase the level to 5%. And they have given the Europeans 60 days unless they come to support Iran, to rescue Iran from the economic crisis it is facing. Iran is going to go beyond 20% enrichment of its uranium.
So we have a pretty clear time frame, 60 days. The Iran deal, the JCPOA, includes within it some dispute mechanisms. What are they? And can you see a pathway forward here to essentially save this deal within that time frame?
I think there is still a possibility, although I have to say it is going to be very difficult unless Iran decides to not pursue and not follow what it has promised to do, that is to start enrichment beyond 20% or at 20%. I think there is a way, and the way is that the Europeans should try to help Iran with the new mechanism that they have set up to allow humanitarian trade between Iran and Iran and Europe, and trying to convince Washington to at least stop imposing additional sanctions to give diplomacy a chance. Because if diplomacy fails, and if Iran continues with its threat, unfortunately, the only option left would be a devastating military confrontation between the United States and Iran. I hope both Tehran and Washington, the wise heads, prevail in those two capitals, and they go back to the negotiating table, try to come out with a compromise in the Iranian nuclear program.
You've heard the words of the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence overnight. I mean, where do you think the United States stands on the very scenario you've just described?
Frankly, it has been very difficult for me to understand exactly what the end game is. Is this maximum pressure designed to bring down the Iranian government, the Iranian regime, and replace it with a new one? Is the purpose simply to force Iran come to the negotiating table? Is that to force Iran to modify its regional policies? I do not know which one of those is the real goal of the U.S. government. Of course, the Europeans, could I pick you up on that, though?
China has accused the United States of escalating this crisis with, in China, in Beijing's words, unilateral bullying. Is that, given what you've heard and given what you know the United States is doing on sanctions and threatening on sanctions, is that a fair assessment?
I don't know if it's a fair assessment or not, but it is an accurate assessment. It wasn't Iran that got out of the nuclear deal. According to International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN watchdog, at least until 2 weeks ago, Iran had fully implemented its obligations. Unfortunately, the Europeans have not, and the United States not only unilaterally withdrew from the nuclear deal, but also imposed unilateral sanctions as well as secondary sanctions. Not only the U.S. doesn't want to trade with Iran, the U.S. is threatening any country that wants to deal with Iran, they're going to penalize it. So I think the U.S. is partly responsible for this, but Iran's own policy is also responsible for the mess we are in.
That was Mohsen Malani, the executive director of the University of South Florida's World Center for Strategic and Diplomatic Studies. Certainly an interesting conversation to be having at this point in time, and we will continue to explore the Iran nuclear issue. No doubt this won't be the last we hear of it.